Aircheckdownloads.com.
John Waite, former number one song that's missing you, slipping 8 to number 26 on the weekly top 40 countdown. Oh, wait a minute, the boss just came in. You're here?
Yes.
All right. Had a rough morning. Wow, he went to a weird dentist and said his drill is stationary and the chair revolves around?
Yes.
Good gosh. Wow, you look dizzy.
Yes.
Here's Survivor at number 25, and I can't hold back.
There's a story in my eyes. I can't hold back.
Survivor, I can't hold back. They're from Chicago, and they're up 3 to number 25 on the weekly top 40 countdown. Oh, don't go away. A crazy wild man this weekend, Kenny Rogers, our special in-studio guest, coming right up.
The weekly top 40. The weekly top 40.
Yes, indeed. These are the 40 biggest hits in the USA, according to Cashbox magazine. It's the weekly top 40, and The Honey Drippers Volume 1 album is out now. Seems to imply that we can expect more from The Honey Drippers, but don't sit around waiting for them to come to your town. These guys are all into separate careers, and they're really not planning to tour that much. In fact, Robert Plant is already working on his next solo LP, so this may be the only song ever from the Honey Drippers. Let's enjoy it together right now at number 24, Sea of Love.
Do you remember?
Kim Carnes, James Ingram, and our special in-studio guest, a busy guy, and I know it's rough to go and do all these interviews and everything, but Kenny Rogers, thank you so much. What About Me? Up 2 to number 23 on the weekly top 40 countdown. Stay right there because coming up, A Man Who Walks on Water.
The weekly top 40.
Rick D.
Here we are at number 22 on the weekly top 40 countdown. Some really talented kids from England. They're Ralph, Bobby, Ricky, Michael, and Ronnie. The new addition and Cool It Now. England's new addition and Cool It Now. They're up 10 big spots to number 22 on the weekly top 40 countdown. Well, we've all seen some pretty amazing videos over the past couple of years. Remember the song Magic when Rick Ocasek of the Cars walks on water in the video? Well, Doug Henning, the magician, saw that and sent Rick a magic wand. And the video for the song we have at number 21 is really bizarre. Seems to be taking place in some sort of asylum or something, and it was directed by actor Tim Hutton. See if you can figure it out as we watch your radio as the video plays and the song does at the same time. Number 21, The Cars Drive.
Who's gonna tell you when?
Those are The Cars and Drive. The song got as high as number 4 on the weekly top 40 countdown. Now it slips 12 this week to number 21. Well, stay there. Don't make any plans because we've got big giveaways coming up. We have, in the next hour, unbelievable, Bruce Springsteen's opinion of the president, the Culture Club's experience, and Deed Sleeve.
Rick D's, the weekly top 40.
Here we are on super radio stations all over the world, like Music Radio 1050, YBG in Messina and Cornwall, K106, your 100,000-watt stereo music connection in Macomb, KFRX, Lincoln's music station, and Z93 in Atlanta. Terrific to have you here this weekend. Now, if you ask him about his politics, Bruce Springsteen will tell you that he's just a rock and roll singer and he doesn't really get into politics. But the boss didn't really care for it when Ronald Reagan talked about him during a campaign swing. You see, the boss actively supports the steel workers. And on stage in Pittsburgh, he was heard to say, if Reagan bought a cemetery in Pittsburgh, people would stop dying. Well.
Oh!
Mr. President, any rebuttal to that?
You are so stupid.
Here is Bruce at number 20. Cover me.
AirCheckDownloads.com.